بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. Tonight, as you all know, will be the 15th of Sha'ban from the time of Maghrib. Then we all understand, we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala special mercies will descend upon the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For us to understand tonight and the mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, since we are all in the lockdown, there are no flights right now. The whole travel agency also and the airports all are in lockdown. But tonight there will be a special flight that will be open for all on the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which we can call Ta'iratut Ta'ibin, the flight for the repenters. That will be open for the entire Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore by now we should be packing our bags already, getting ready for that flight to board tonight, that flight of Ta'ibin, of the repenters to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. What to pack, what to leave behind. We know when we go to the airport nowadays, you've got to be there before time. You've got to pack before time. And there they will scan our bags. Tonight when you will board that plane that will go towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, to His mercies and His rahmat, we have to pack our bags also and leave behind things that we can't take. But leave behind things that we will never take again. And take those things that are beloved to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, because at the check-in they'll be scanning. Like how they scan our bags and our IDs, our passports, will be scanning of the hearts. They'll be scanning of our bags of gunas and sins and good deeds. That scanning, no one can cheat, no one can get through. That we have to be genuine. The profile has to be genuine. So we should be packing our bags already before we get to that time of Maghrib, where we want to board the plane. We don't want to be on the long or short list on reservation, but we want to board that plane tonight, where Allah Ta'ala will forgive all those on that flight. And there are enough seats available, but you just have to do proper packing. What you will take with us, we are taught it will take with us on this flight, regret, nadamat. What is nadamat and regret of my past life? Ya Allah, so many years have passed in my life, but then too, my life hasn't been coming right. I haven't got salah correct in my life, my dressing, my hatred for people, the malice I'm carrying in my heart. To clean that out before I board that flight, because scanning of the heart will be taking place. Regret. What I have done in the past. So many years have passed, I haven't rectified my life. That is why tonight very important that we check all is into our heart, and we check into our wardrobes and our cupboards also. Because tonight Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam says that person who lets his garments hang below his ankles will not be forgiven. So I have to check my wardrobe tonight before Maghrib Salah. Take out the black bin bag. I don't need this pants. For the men, I don't need this pants, so I will alter it. This kurta is too long below my ankles, I will alter it. Because tonight I can't board that flight. For the masturat and the ladies, if it's too short, if it's too tight, if it's see-through, I can't board the flight. There will be scanning taking place at Maghrib time, till tomorrow, Subuh Sadiq time. So regret of my life, before I board that plane, to have the true regret, Ya Allah, what has happened? Where have I squandered my time, my wealth, my health, my time? So to have that regret before I board this plane. And then to have the quality of helplessness, that Ya Allah, You are all powerful. Ya Allah, we are helpless, we are hopeless. Ya Allah, You don't have this in Your treasure. You don't have a regret, You don't have helplessness. Ya Allah, we have it by us. Ya Allah, please assist us and help us to become strong people. Give us a strong seat on that plane that will keep us strong the rest of our life. And we will go with Tawbah and sins. We will board this plane with all our sins. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no sins in His treasury. Allah ta'ala has forgiven us. Ya Allah, we have plenty of sins, plenty of gunas. And ulama explain on this night especially, a person should sit on the musalla and recount one by one sins that he perpetrated from his youth till today. He will not make tawbah for the sins that we still remember. Sometimes some old songs that we have still, the pictures in our gallery, in our albums, the pics, etc. That is for tonight, that before we board this flight now, not to take with us. We will take our sins to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala for Allah to forgive them. Mountains of sins, Ya Allah, we have. You love to forgive. You are forgiveness. Ya Allah, you forgive them. Because you don't have this in your treasury. We have forgiveness. So we'll pack our bags with all the good things. If I did not keep a beard till now, Ya Allah, I will start keeping a beard. So when you go for scanning, they will see the niyat is there for me to dress correctly, to keep a sunnat beard, to come upon the sunnat lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I will leave behind. Oh, they will catch me at the scanning department, at the customs, that you cannot board this flight because you still have on your phone those old pictures. Your applications are still there, the apps are still open, whether it be the Instagram, whether it be the Twitter, and all the different applications I have uploaded. It is for me now to sit and to remove them completely, because I want to board this flight. I don't want to be denied boarding this flight. So the pictures I have, the people in my family that have pictures of me, to request them that please delete them, burn them. The old albums, delete them, burn them. The CDs I have in my car, all the haram music, to burn them up, put them in the black bag. I don't need this anymore in my life. I need to board this flight tonight, because I don't know whether I'm going to pull through this virus of my heart, the virus that is prevailing right now in the world. I don't know whether I'll see next year Sha'ban or Ramadan also. Delete all the albums, all the pictures, all the applications, and all those garments that I don't need, remove them from my wardrobe. I don't need them anymore. All the extras in my life, I don't need them in my life. I will take them out so I can board this flight. The haram contacts I have on my phone, to delete them, take the himmat and the courage, I don't need it anymore. If I want to board this flight, I want to become Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala's for life, then I have to remove all the haram contacts and make contact with Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. All the intermingling with ghair maharim, and those I should not be intermingling with, this is final, no more, Ya Allah. So when I will board this flight, then tonight I will raise my hands and ask Allah Ta'ala for His divine tawfiq and ability to accept me in His court. Allah will accept. Like how the child that was disobedient and the father threw him out of the house. And now finally, after all those years, every night the mother cried, they let him come back home, let him come back home. Father says, I have nothing to do, I've disowned him. And finally, the father softens up. The mother sends a message to that son, after years now, that please come back home now. She has many other sons who she loves. But today that son is coming back home. They ran away, who they didn't want in the house. But now he's coming back. The mother knows what he loves, what he likes. She prepared the best meal for him. She waited for him outside. My son is coming today. With open hands, she will await him. And she will embrace him. And she will cry. She will hug him. She will kiss him. She will feed him. Because he's come back finally after all these years. Or that couple that lost their child, don't know where he went to, didn't return from madrasa, and they waited, the search party went out, and a beggar had to find him somewhere, hold the child's hand and ask him, that who are your parents, where do you stay? And that beggar brings the child back home, the parents in anguish, night after night, don't know what's happening to the child. When the mother opens the door and she sees a little child, and the beggar holding the hand of the child, the joy that goes through her heart. The father that will see that beggar, even though he may not be very clean, but how the father will embrace him also and thank him for us to return to Allah and take the whole ummah back to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. How Allah will embrace us tonight. How Allah will open His bounties, His ni'mat, His treasury for us tonight. For us, we have to board the flight. We don't want to be denied access to the flight tonight. So for us to pack the correct things in our bags from Maghrib time, return to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Make dua for the Ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and all those things that we can take in our bags to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, to remove them from our lives, put them in the black bag and say, now this I will get rid of it. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala give us tawfiq and accept us and the entire Ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.